This is Liz Booker with a literary aviatrix waypoint along our journey through stories featuring women in aviation. This one is from season 2, episode 15, in my interview with New York Times best-selling author Kate Quinn about her historical fiction novel, The Huntress. In it, she talks about the trail that led her to create the fierce and fearless character Nina Markova, who she based on the Russian women combat pilots in World War II, the Nocturnes, or Night Witches. This is a very well-crafted and entertaining book, and the audiobook is in my top 10 favorites, a great pick for a long car trip.
Would you give us an overview of the book for anyone who hasn't had a chance to read it?
Absolutely. In a nutshell, this novel, The Huntress, it tells the story of three very different people. A battle-weary British journalist turned Nazi hunter, a budding teenage photographer, and a Russian female bomber pilot from the all-women regiment known as the Night Witches, who team up in pursuit of a German woman war criminal who has gone to ground in post-war Boston. That's it, in a nutshell.
One of the things I'm super fascinated about is how people's interests and skills come together to tell these amazing stories. So tell me about the inception of this idea for this book and your interest, how you wove in or how you decided to weave in the Night Witches.
Well, it actually came about because, you know, I was thinking of what book would be following up with my novel, the Alice Network, which had come out and had done well. And I knew my publisher wanted something in the similar vein of, you know, women's stories and, you know, the 20th century, something around the world wars. And there's so much there. There will never be, you will never run out of stories in that. So I was looking for something that would really grab me. And I did come up with the idea of the hunt for a war criminal in post-war America. And so I had my characters, which was all based on real history, which is in part the team of war crimes investigators who are launching this hunt. And then there is, you know, the family unsuspecting in post-war America who has welcomed all unknown, a war criminal into their family. And this actually is based on real history because the very first war criminal that was ever extradited from the United States to stand trial for war crimes was a woman. And she was found living as a housewife in Queens, New York after the war, which I just found astounding and jaw-dropping in so many ways. And I had that story and I had that ready to go. But at the same time, I kept thinking, it's missing something. And I don't know what that is. It's missing that element that, you know, really I later sort of identified, which is the thing that really fascinates me as a whole, is it's missing the badass female character, the woman who has done something jaw-dropping, probably during a war, maybe during some other time of crisis. That's what tends to be the thing that really lights me up. So it's like, it needs that. I'm just not sure what. So there I am on a 2 a.m. Google hunt, going down rabbit holes, you know, reading articles right and left. And I happened to run across an article about the Night Witches. And I think I had heard of them before, but it was a case of they ran across my mind and across literally my screen at just the right time. And I just thought, bingo, that's it. I do not know how I'm going to make this fit, you know, the story of the war crimes investigation and the story of a woman night witch pilot, but I'm going to make it fit somehow. I just don't know how. So there was a lot of jigsawing. As you know, I was sort of, you know, doing this with my plot elements and tried to make them fit. But finally they did. And that was how I ended up with the overall sort of triple-stranded plot that is The Huntress.
Oh my gosh. Done by a master too, because you incorporated it so well. It's so well done. You know, one of the things that I loved about the book is when I was finished, I got to read the back matter, where you kind of talk about the inspiration and the interest in the Nazi hunting. And one of the things that I was amazed by, so I had read one book, it was a comparative study of the Night Witches and the women Air Force service pilots during World War II. And so I had sort of an overview and a little bit of knowledge about them. And I recognized characters' names that you sort of dropped in to this book along the way. But in the book club this month, we decided that we were going to pair your fiction with a nonfiction done by Elizabeth Wien, A Thousand Sisters. Going back, I read hers after yours. And hers, it's like you incorporated so much more actual factual history, so many rich details, and you did it so well. I want to, you know, these, all of the characters are so well drawn. You know, the Huntress herself is this really evil sort of antagonist in the book, but I love Nina. So can we talk about Nina? Tell me how you pulled this together.
Well, it was, you know, a matter of, and I love Elizabeth Wheaton and I love her fiction so much. And I have a feeling that for her nonfiction about the Night Witch pilots, we probably read some of these same sources, which is why we have, you know, you saw the same anecdotes in both of our books. One of the ones I really leaned on was a particularly good compilation of interviews done, I think, in the 1990s with the surviving Night Witch pilots, of which there is a surprising amount. And my personal theory for that is that if you manage to survive World War II and the level of, you know, flying and the number of sorties that these women were flying, there's honestly not much that can kill you. So if they survived that, they would be old. And there were a lot of them in the 90s.
I know. I got to meet some of them, to be honest. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I did not have a chance to do that. The book of interviews is the closest that I got. And that really was the thing that fascinated me so much, because these women are telling these stories from their wartime experiences. And you would see a picture of, you know, some cheery-cheeked young woman who's maybe 19 years old in a flight uniform, you know, in a flight uniform with, you know, her apple cheeks and her star on her shoulder. And then you would see this babushka, you know, in her 80s or something along those lines, also with the apple cheeks and with the star on her cardigan. And she would be saying something like, very matter-of-factly, like, oh, you know, sometimes the bomb sticks on the rack. So, you know, you just get your navigator to climb out on the wing and, you know, you lay it flat and give it a push until it falls off. And I'm just sitting there going, you women are crazy. You are all nuts. That is absolutely going in the book. So really, that was like, so much of what I wrote really came from them. And Nina herself, who is my fictional Night Witch pilot, and she is a composite in many ways of some of the real women who were part of the Night Witches. One of them did describe, for example, how she lived in a tiny village in Siberia, and she didn't, you know, she had never even seen a plane before until a mail plane came, you know, came down, touching down with some engine trouble, and she watched the pilot fix it. And she thought, you know, like, I've got to investigate this further. I want to fly. And then there was another story of another two women who, young women who literally sort of planted themselves outside a male aviation officer's, you know, office in the building until just to get them off his doorstep. He said, okay, I'll get you an interview so you can get, you know, you can, you know, interview for the position of, for being trained as one of the Night Witch, one of the regiments that was being put together. And, you know, these are, and, you know, a lot of the other stories in the war, like, you know, the navigator who climbed out in a wing and, you know, pushed a bomb off the rack when it was stuck, or the time when the ladies, you know, had, you know, everybody had a little bit of wine, I think, at, you know, a holiday dinner, and they all got very, very drunk very quickly because they hadn't had alcohol in so long. And then they had to scatter and climb the planes into the sky and, you know, all completely tanked. And, you know, they were flying, and one described how she was so drunk, she was like playing, you know, she was like playing games with another plane that was flying below, you know, like they're waving wings at each other. And then she realized it was their shadow against the cloud. And just things like that were so great that I ended up using so many of the real stories, you know, to create the character that was Nina, and then to create her experiences during the war for the book.